Hello, this is David Griffiths here, and this is the 10th Speak On podcast. Today is...
for the 25th of May, 2020.
Today we're going to be covering a little-known feature of Speak On, and that is its ability to be used as a cloud-based application. This will be actually the first of two podcasts. This podcast will be focusing on setting up from my desktop machine, and the second will focus on using the cloud. Now, why would you want to have a cloud media player anyway? Well, I think the answer to that is many people are now getting bigger versions of Dropbox, and it's quite convenient to have a place in the cloud where you can store some, if not all, of your audiobooks and some, if not all, of your music. If you have more than one PC device, you can move from one device to another and find not only all the same content available on each device, whether it be your desktop, your laptop, or possibly your tablet PC, but also you'll find that all that content is synchronized so that the current reading position on your audiobooks is maintained, and any bookmark that you enter will also be maintained. Now, how do you make a cloud-based version of SpeakOn? Well, the answer is to simply create a portable version and locate it on a cloud service such as Dropbox. At the very beginning, you need to create your portable copy from an installed version of SpeakOn, and I'll show you how to do that. However, I will also make a basic portable copy available via a link. This link will be hopefully adjacent to the download link for this podcast or from the SpeakOn website eventually. The ZipSup SpeakOn portable copy available from this link will already have the default TTS chained to Microsoft Sappy 5 synthesizer, and will already have the main media folders for audiobooks and pet publications and music already created. So without much ado, we'll go to the desktop and start from my installed version.
Windows M S P E A Speak On Media Suite 17 of 62.
There we are.
Enter. Speak On Media Suite.
Now I'm going to press the Alt key.
Main menu. Help. Tools.
That's where we want
sub-menu.
Tools.
Submenu.
Right arrow.
Add plugins.
The
menu
up
item.
Up arrow.
Portable installation. Portable installation task. Available drives list.
Okay, and you'll be given a list of the available drives. It doesn't really matter which drive you pick. So I'm going to go to my main data drive, which is I.
404.
If we tap down, you'll see there are two options, and we want both of them, really.
Copy Speak On Media Suite installation file button.
Oh, you should also go for...
copy Java installation button.
By the way, if you are using a version of Java which is different from the version provided with Speak On, you should listen to the notes I provide at the end of this podcast.
Press the select. Copy Speak On Media Suite installation file button.
Right, I'm just going to press enter now.
Copying files. Please wait. This may take a few minutes. Installation files copied successfully. Use
them. Okay, and now I'm going to press tab once to go to the next option.
Copy Java installation button. Copying Java files. Please wait. This may take 5 minutes or more.
It says 5 minutes or more, but I don't believe that will happen very quickly.
Java files copied successfully.
There you go. Now, if you remember in Speak On, you'll always go to the menu to end a task or find OK. So I press Alt.
Main menu. End task.
And there
menu
we are.
Item.
Press Enter on that.
Ending task.
And then we just press Alt F4 to exit Speak On.
Shutting down Speak On Media Suite.
Now, I'm going to go to my iDrive.
Windows E. This PC, items view multi-select list box, devices and drives expanded, slow on right paren, enter, I colon backslash.
Now there is a folder and a file which you need to move to your cloud location. The folder is called Applications, and if I arrow down, we should find that.
Applications, 2 of 14.
And the file is called startspeakon.bat, and if I go to the end.
End, start underline speakon underline media suite.bat, 14 okay. of 14.
So that is the folder and the file which you need to move.
Control space, not selected, control space. Start underline speak on underline media suite.bat.
I've selected that with control space twice.
Not selected applications. 2 of 14.
Control space on there.
Control space. Applications.
That means I've selected them non-contiguously. I then do control X to cut them.
Cut selection to clipboard.
Now I go to my Dropbox, which is DR.
DR. Dropbox. Enter. Shell folder view.
Right, I'm going to press D to go to my document folder.
D, documents, 11 of 21.
Now just press enter.
Enter, /.
Now I've actually created a folder ready to receive these files, which I've called 00 portable.
000 portable, 1 of 21.
And there you are there.
Enter.
Now just press control V to paste in that folder and that file.
Pasted from clipboard. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected application file folder, 1 of 2. Start underline speak on underline media suite.bat, 2 of 2.
Now for convenience, I think we should create a shortcut on the desktop. So if I go down.
Start underline speak on.
Press the application key.
Applications, context menu, to navigate press.
And then press N for send to.
N, Bluetooth device, B.
And then D for desktop.
D. Desktop left paren create shortcut
and
right
then press
paren.
Enter.
Enter.
Now, if we go to the desktop.
Windows M. Desktop. FT. Street. Start underline speak on underline meet.
There we are. That's the one that we want. So that's our portable copy of speak on. By pressing enter.
Enter.
Speak on media suite. Press F1 for context sensitive help menu. Manager task available media tasks. Ready.
Okay, so we press the Alt key to bring up the menu first of all.
Main menu, shutdown speak on media suite help. Submenu, tools. Submenu, global settings. Submenu.
Now remember, this is where we always go. I did this in my first podcast to try and get a more friendly voice than eSpeak speaking. So I'm just going to cursor across.
Synthesizer settings, menu item. Synthesizer settings task available synthesizers list.
Okay.
eSpeak, 1 of 3. Microsoft Speech API version 5, common driver, 2 of 3. Microsoft Speech API version 5, 3 of 3.
I think that's the version that we'll try first of all, so we just press enter on that.
Please wait.
Microsoft Speech API version 5 synthesizer. To save your settings, select OK from the main menu.
Okay, so as you can see, we've got Microsoft David, I think it is now. And if we press Alt.
Main menu. OK. End task.
And that's where you'll find.
Menu item.
OK in the main menu.
Ending task.
Now, you may remember from my earlier podcast that in order to create the folder structure to place media into SpeakOn, you need to open each application at least once.
Audiobooks. 6 of 7.
Right, all I'm going to do is press enter.
Audiobooks task. Player. Loading last media played. Nothing to play.
Okay, so it's saying nothing ready. To play, but that's fine. We now press control F4 to leave that.
Media.
Now I'm going to press T for text publications.
Text publications, 7 of 7.
Now press enter on that.
Text publications task. Player. Loading last media played. Nothing to play.
That's fine.
Ready.
Well, what we're doing, we're creating folders in the SpeakOn Portable subdirectory, which I'll show you in a minute. Press Control F4.
Manager task.
We'll do one more, which is music.
Music task. Player. Loading last media played. Nothing to play.
Okay.
Ready.
Now, you could, of course, go through all of the different applications. So you could put your tune-in password in, you could put your RNIB ETET plugin. You could add your password and all those settings would be saved. But what I want to just show you now.
Manager task. Podcast. Podcast task. Player. Loading last media played. Nothing to play.
But if we press tab.
Library. Media tree. Podcast. Directory.
Arrow across.
Level 1. All feeds. Internet directory. 1 of 4.
Bring up the menu key again.
Main menu. End task. Return to manager.
Then we
Control
go to e.
plus. Edit.
Then go Submenu. To edit. And then we press the right.
Find podcasts.
And
Control plus
there.
F3 or find podcasts task. Search for. Edit.
I'm just going to try and search for Navarra.
N-O-V-A-R. Podcast task. Library. Media tree. Please wait. Search successful. Results in the temporary directory.
Okay, so we just check through the temporary directory.
Level 2. Bacchio Tijuana Radio.rls. Feed. 1 of 7. Historias de Novela Negra.rls. 2 of 7. Navarra Media.rls. 3 of 7.
That's the one that we want. I'm just going to press enter on that.
Player. Connecting dot dot dot.
And the podcast is started playing. Now just press enter to pause it. Now obviously it's only in the temporary directory. So we want to make it available across the cloud on all our installations. So we have to go to the menu key again.
Main menu.
And then
Control
press F.
Plus F. File.
And then
Sub
right
menu.
Arrow.
Add to favorites.
And then
subscribe
we add to favorites. Press enter.
Feed Navarra Media added successfully to favorites directory. Leaving menu.
I'm now going to close down SpeakOn. So press Alt F4.
Shutting down SpeakOn Media Suite.
What I'm going to do now is go back to my Dropbox folder.
B. Box Docs. 58 of 63.
Right, if we open that.
Enter. Items view lit. Items view multi-select list box. 00 portable.
We're in the portable folder, so you'll hear that we have the Start SpeakOn bat file still there.
Start underline SpeakOn underline media suite dot bat. 2 of 2.
But if we cursor up.
Applications. 1 of 2.
Now if we go in there.
Enter.
You'll hear that there's been an additional folder created.
SpeakOn dash media suite. 2 of 4. SpeakOn dash my dash media. 3 of 4.
And you'll see that there's a new folder which is called SpeakOn My Media.
Enter.
Now if we review the folders, we'll see.
Audio underline books, 1 of 4. Music, 2 of 4. Podcast, 3 of 4.
And we've got podcast, music and.
Text underline publications, 4 of 4.
So, just like I've shown in previous podcasts, what we now need to do is to put some media into those folders so they're available for SpeakOn. So I'll pause it now, but I'll come back to you when I've actually put some content in. Okay, I'm back, and what I've done is I've simply copied an EPUB ebook into the tech publication folder. I've copied a couple of audiobooks from Listening Library into the audiobook folder, and I've copied one of my albums into the music folder. So let's just start SpeakOn portable copy again.
Enter.
SpeakOn Media Suite. Ready. Audiobooks. 4 of 7. Audiobooks task. Player. Play.
Press tab.
Library. Media tree. Audiobooks.
And we press right.
Realm divided. Player.
Kipper Audio presents an unabridged recording of Realm Divided by Dan Jones. Narrated by Dougal Bruce Lockhart.
All the same commands that we used before, we worked with here in the portable version. So if we want to go faster, we press Control F8.
Audio faster.
King John faced insurrection by his disgruntled barons.
I'm just going to navigate to a point in the book.
15 minutes. 5, 15 minutes.
I'm using the left and right keys like we used to before.
Media.
Right, I'm going to go down a section.
Realm divided part 02.
Chapter 2. Trouble at the Temple. The road that led John out of the marches was one of the kingdom's great highways.
Enter to pause it. And I'm just going to go to the bookmark menu.
Main menu. Settings. Bookmark. Add bookmark. Bookmark added.
Right. Again, I'm going to end that task with Control F4. And I'm going to go to music.
One of music. 3 of 7. Music task. Player. Play. Library. Media tree. Music. Playable directory. 1 of 1.
And press right arrow.
Level 1. Bonnie Light Horseman. Playable directory. 1 of 1.
Right arrow again.
Level 2. 01. Bonnie Light Horseman .mp3.
And press file. Enter on that.
1 of player.
To pause that, close that down. And finally we go to text publication.
Text publications. 4 of 7 text publications task. Player.
So again, press tab.
Library. Media tree. Text publications.
Right arrow.
Level 1. Napoleon Bonaparte Life.epub.
And press enter.
Player. A copyright Alan Scom 1997. The right of Alan Scom to be identified as the author of this work has been
I'm just going to navigate through the book using the left and right key.
Level 1.
Go down to chapter.
Level 1. Jalloy, Jean-Baptiste Prosper. Journal d'un in Jomard, Edmi Francois.
And again, I'm going to go to put a bookmark in.
Main menu. Bookmark. Add bookmark. Bookmark added you.
And now we're going to completely close down this portable version of SpeakOn.
Shutting down SpeakOn Media Suite.
So, it's important that you shut down before you move on to another machine. Otherwise, you're going to start confusing the settings. Okay, that's where we'll leave it for this podcast. In the next episode, I'll be looking at how we use this portable media in the cloud and showing how it works not just in Dropbox, but in OneDrive as well. In addition, it will show how the reading position for each audiobook and ebook is synchronized and how the bookmarks are carried across and how the podcast we added to favorites is also carried across. Okay, so that would be the end of this podcast. However, as promised, there will be a note to come on Java for those of you who are using a version of Java apart from that installed with SpeakOn. Okay, bye-bye for now. A note on Java. When I started this podcast series, I simply said that Java needs to be installed for SpeakOn to work. Now it is slightly more complicated because the newer versions of Java are not compatible. I know Isaac is looking at this, but what you should do if you want SpeakOn to work is install the Java which comes with SpeakOn, which is Java 8. Now, Java 8 is still current and is still being updated. Allow SpeakOn to install the Java version which comes with it, and then once that Java version is installed, go to your system tray where Java will probably prompt you to update. Accept that and you'll be taken up to the latest version of Java 8.